I'm Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday the United States has communicated to Iran and Israel conflict in the Middle East must not escalate.
We've been engaged in intense diplomacy with allies and partners, communicating that message directly to Iran. We communicated that message directly to Israel.
The Pentagon earlier warned it would not tolerate attacks against its forces in the region. 5 U.S. troops and 2 contractors were injured in an attack on a base in Iraq on Monday, which U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin blamed on Iran-backed groups. The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas announced its new leader on Tuesday, the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks on Israel. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Hezbollah's chief said on Tuesday his group and Iran were quote-unquote obliged to respond to Israel, whatever the consequences, after the killings last week of a Hezbollah military commander and Hamas's leader. The twin killings have sent Middle East tensions skyrocketing amid fears of a regional conflict and all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah. The United States has said it's working around the clock to avert an all-out war in the Middle East. This is VOA News. A federal criminal complaint was unsealed on Tuesday detailing an alleged plot ordered by Iran to kill a prominent politician or U.S. government official on American soil. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman has details from Washington.
The suspect, Asif Merchant, who was arrested on July 12th, allegedly tried to hire hitmen who turned out to be undercover FBI agents. Federal officials are not publicly identifying whom Iran and the arrested suspect wanted to kill, but media reports say the FBI believes former President Donald Trump, who recently survived an unrelated attempt on his life, as well as current and former U.S. officials, were intended targets. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela's military on Tuesday criticized an appeal by the opposition for the support of the armed forces amid the disputed re-election of President Nicolas Maduro, saying it was, quote, desperate and seditious. Opposition leaders Edmundo Gonzalez and Maria Corina Machado on Monday appealed to the military and police officers, traditionally staunch allies of Maduro, to, quote, take the side of the people. They were met with a swift criminal probe from prosecutors investigating them for announcing an election winner other than Maduro, instigating disobedience, insurrection, and conspiracy. The opposition insists Gonzalez was the rightful victor of the July 28th presidential election, which has plunged the oil-rich nation into political crisis. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris announced the state of Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz as her running mate on Tuesday, less than 3 weeks since President Joe Biden endorsed her to be the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
In November, Harris and Walz will go against Republican nominee former President Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance. Walz recently raised his profile as an effective attack dog against Trump and Vance, calling them weird. He has 3 months to introduce himself to American voters. Kim Brown is a voter from Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't know too much about him. I'm going to learn about him now that I know who she takes.
Harris and Walz will set off on a tour across key battleground states. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday the U.S. was watching the situation in Bangladesh very closely, and any decisions made by an interim government must respect democratic principles, uphold the rule of law, and reflect the will of the country's people. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned and fled the country on Monday after hundreds of people were killed in a crackdown on demonstrations that began as protests against job quotas. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.